Welcome to Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio.
Things are hotting up. Over the past 4 weeks, 10 kids have been beaten in the semi-final, which means they won their individual round, but they lost out in the semi-final of Last Kid Standing, so they didn't go through to the final. But now, you have the chance to vote them back. Go to the website, ecr.co.za, right now, and vote on the poll for which kid you want to come back and compete in last semi-final of Last Kid Standing this Friday.
And not just you, just not you has to vote. Ask your entire school to go and vote. Ask your family. Take an advert out. Do it in your WhatsApp group. Whatever it is, you need as many votes as possible, because the top three children with the most votes will make it to the semi-final this Friday.
So I've already seen a number of campaigns on social media, right? Instagram, one of them.
Oh, nice.
And it's very simple. If you get your whole school to go vote on their cell phones or the laptop, it still counts. And that's what you need. And it's simple. The most votes win.
That's it.
And Kerry Miller, you did say that if you vote, you can win 1,000.
I didn't, Sky.
I said that yesterday, Sky.
Oh, okay. Darren Moore, you said that. Sorry. Wow. You've been telling us on the PlayStation.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, but it is $1,000 just for voting.
Quite right.
Someone,
right.
Not everyone.
And so you do whatever you need to do to get the votes. We've also asked some of the kids to plead their cases by sending in videos to us. So on the way, between now and 7 a.m., we'll play some of those videos that we've got. And we'll also let you know at this stage who is leading on the leaderboard.
Welcome to Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio.
We're mixing it up a little bit. You now get to the chance to vote back your favorite Last Kid Standing finalist. They'll compete in another semi-final on Friday, and that winner will join the already five kids who are already in the final and win their share of the 100,000 Rand in prizes.
So I think you're overcomplicating this, Darren.
Okay, simplify
so
for me.
So we just need three people for Friday. So the top three votes, that's it. You can send voice notes, you can, but that's it. We just want the top three, and then on Friday you play in the last semi-final. Fair enough. Whatever you need to do. If you're going to buy people t-shirts and bread, do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy lunch for your class or your school, do it.
Yeah.
But do whatever you need to do, and then you can be in that semi-final this coming Friday. And vote online, ecr.co.za.
So it's all about the votes.
That's it.
Okay.
So just as we stand at the moment, I was looking online.
Okay.
Yeah. 60% of the votes are split amongst three of the learners.
Wow.
Yeah, so 18% of the votes so far, that's 538 votes going to Chloe Porchita.
Okay, yeah.
With 20% of the votes, Kiara Naidu.
Good, good.
And at the moment, with 22% of the votes,
Julian Lalouette.
Liko Otane.
Oh, and I'm torn. I want Liko. I want Liko there.
But
I want Liko.
So
but
if we had to close voting right now, out of all the learners, these are the three that would be playing in the semi-final on Friday. So
Chloe,
if this is not for you, you must go and vote.
It now.
If you think that now, okay, we've done enough, don't think that, because Liko, Kiara, and Chloe are only there now. They need to keep getting your votes.
Because we, according to the T's and C's, midnight on Thursday.
Correct.
The votes close.
Okay.
And what can happen?
May I make an argument for Julian? Julian Lalouette.
Yes.
He's the only one who doesn't have all his school friends voting for him. So Chloe's got all of her school friends, and Kiara and Liko, they have the entire school behind them.
Darren, it's a choice
Julian
one makes.
He's homeschooled. He's got his mom and his dad and his younger sister who can't even speak yet.
And he's got Darren Moore on his side, apparently. Mm. So
no, but he's homeschooled. All I'm saying is if you don't know, when you go and vote, if you don't know any of those kids personally,
yes, 100%.
Just vote for Julian.
Yeah.
Just get him into the top three. Give him a chance, man. Just give him a chance.
I say go with your gut.
He's all alone at home. He's got no friends there to play with.
And you're not making his life sound very nice. You know that.
Wall.
Stop it.
Well, homeschooled.
Why not to homeschool?
But I think it's fair enough. If you don't know any of the kids or any of the schools or whatever, there's one kid there's got.
But I hope that you're going to campaign for every child now.
Every child has a school.
Shout out to Liko, Kiara, and Chloe. Good job. Good job. But don't forget Julian.
Plus, if you do vote, you could win $1,000. Whoever you vote for.
All right.
Julian or not.
So schools, parents, kids, do whatever you need to do to campaign for those votes. Voting happens on the website ecr.co.za. It's very easy. You actually see the pictures and you just click. That's who my vote goes to. Go there, vote. By the way, you get 1,000 Rand for the vote as well. Not everyone gets 1,000 Rand for voting. It's the ruling party here. We're just giving, somebody will get 1,000 Rand eventually just for voting. But also you can't vote twice. So There you go. You can only vote once. Now, some of the kids have sent through some videos.
Yeah.
To try to, you know, campaign for your vote.
Stop.
Should we give it a listen?
Please.
Please.
I am Julian Lillouette, and please vote for me for the Kidster. They want to go through to the finals.
Oh,
I enjoyed my chance very much, and I am eager to have another one. So, representing scouting and homeschool.
Oh, scouts.
Hi, my name is Tiara Naidoo.
Yo.
Reason why you should vote for me is because I can get a second chance in the final, and you could win 1,000 rand. Thanks for all that have voted for me. Love you. Bye.
I'm Jake.
Fantastic.
I think I deserve another shot at East Coast Radio Last Kid Standing competition because I didn't get a chance to show my true worth. I hope I get enough votes because I really want to win.
Jake.
So was that Jake?
That was Jake.
There. Also, we got to hear from Julian.
Yeah.
I would just personally like to say that I would like to hear another competition with Julian. I really do.
Can I just say?
I think since the colonies have left us, where there's a distinct shortness of the Queen's speech that abounds in our culture. And I would like to hear it again.
There's a fine line between loving and making fun here. And just by the way,
bring Julian back.
I know why Darren's obsessed with Julian, because in this video,
yes.
And Sky, I don't even know if you're going to understand the next three words I'm going to say, but Julian is wearing a Hufflepuff Quidditch top.
Genuine one. It's not a made up
Quidditch.
One.
Quidditch is a sport that we should cover in your next report, yes. By the way.
Yeah.
It is played, it's a very real sport, played in you know, at Hogwarts.
Yes.
And Hufflepuff is one of the teams.
Yes, and even though my family would be Team Slytherin, we appreciate that.
Of course you'd be Slytherin. Obviously.
Yeah.
We do appreciate other teams, and we'd love to go up against Hufflepuff Quidditch team in their t-shirt. So, listen, I'm not saying you should vote one way or the other. It's up to you.
So, Jake.
Yeah, Jake.
Or Kiara.
But Kiara's got the votes already.
All right. Go online. ecr.co.za.
Julian.
Come on.
Julian Sky.
Julian.
Viva Julian, viva.
Stop it now, enough. Every child deserves this. You can see not a parent, eh? Just all the children. All right.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.